Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Patel Engineering Limited Q4 FY 2026 earnings conference call hosted by Valorem Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Patel Engineering Limited. On behalf of the company and Valorem Advisors, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings conference call for the fourth quarter and financial year 2026. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's belief as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to the management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decision. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. I would now like to introduce you to the management team joining us on today's call. We have with us Mrs. Kavita Shirvaikar, Managing Director, and Mr. Rahul Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer. Without any delay, I request Ms. Kavita to start with her opening remarks. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us today for Patel Engineering's Q4 and FY26 earnings call. I extend a warm welcome to all our stakeholders and analysts joining us here. We truly appreciate your continued trust, encouragement, and support towards Patel Engineering. We have uploaded our investor presentation along with the financial results on the stock exchange for your reference. I will begin by taking you through the key highlights for the year, the progress we have made across our projects, and share our outlook on the infrastructure sector and growth opportunities ahead. Following this, our CFO, Mr. Rahul Agarwal, will walk you through the financial performance in detail. FY26 has been another important year in Patel Engineering's journey. Despite a competitive environment and industry-wide challenges during the year due to geopolitical situations and other factors, we continued to focus on disciplined execution, selective bidding, balance sheet strengthening, and building a high-quality order book with projects where our execution expertise creates a competitive advantage. Let me start with taking you through the key developments and the order inflows during the year. During FY26, we secured new orders worth around 4,400 crores across hydropower, urban infrastructure, irrigation, and other segments. These order wins further strengthen our execution visibility over the coming years and reinforce our position in complex infrastructure projects requiring strong engineering capabilities and large-scale project management. Speaking about the orders secured during the year, the largest order secured was around Rs. 1,300 crore Kondane Dam project from CIDCO in Maharashtra to improve the water supply in the region. The project involves construction of the dam along with hydromechanical and electrical work, including radial gates and allied infrastructure. This project significantly strengthens our presence in Maharashtra and further enhances our positioning in the urban infrastructure segment, which we believe will continue to witness strong investments over the coming years. In the hydropower segment, we secured around 700 crore HEO hydropower project from NIPCO. The scope includes civil and associated infrastructure work along with testing and commissioning of hydromechanical systems for the 240 megawatt hydroelectric project. We also secured around 900 crore project being one of the package of Renukaji Dam project from HPPCL. The scope includes construction of major diversion tunnels, hydromechanical systems, and associated infrastructure work, which further reinforces our strong hydropower expertise. In Sikkim, we secured the 240 crore Tista 5 power station project from NHPC, involving tunnel spillway construction and associated infrastructure works. In the irrigation segment, we secured around 958 crore Dira Devdar Rice Bank main canal project from Maharashtra Krishna Valley Development Corporation. The project includes development of pipe distribution network. Our share in this project is rupees 192 crore. During the year, we also secured two packages of 798 crore project, which was for the coal mining contract in the area of Madhya Pradesh, where principal is Southeast Coalville Limited. On the international front, we secured rupees 231 crore Darjeeling hydroelectric power project in Bhutan. The project includes construction of diversion tunnels, road tunnels, and hydromechanical works. This project is strategically important for us because it further strengthens our international hydropower credentials and enables us to put our footprints in Bhutan, where substantial hydropower development opportunities are expected in coming years. Overall, our order inflows during the year have been well diversified across sectors and geographies and provide strong medium-term revenue visibility for the company. With this, as of March 31, 2026, our order book stands at rupees 15,119 crore. The composition is hydropower 63%, 16% is irrigation, 5% tunneling, 10% from urban infrastructure, and remaining 6% is roads and others. Further, we already started FY27 on a positive note by being declared L1 for another 1,600 crore worth of orders, which gives us good momentum entering the new financial year and gives us confidence about future growth visibility. The diversified order book positions us strongly across multiple infrastructure themes, which are expected to drive India's next phase of infrastructure growth. Apart from above, we have currently submitted tenders of around 6,000 crores, which are currently under evaluation. Further, we have identified and evaluated an immediate pipeline of around 20,000 crores, which we plan to actively pursue over the next few months. Beyond this, there are another 40,000 crore worth of projects to come up for bidding in next 1 year. Therefore, the opportunity pipeline which is across sectors remains extremely strong. Now, let me share some key operational highlights and project execution updates during the year. As guided earlier, revenue in FY26 has crossed 5,000 crore and we achieved revenue of rupees 5,103 crore. During the quarter, we witnessed consistent progress across all our project sites and several important milestones were achieved. On the hydropower front, work at Subansari Lower Hydroelectric Project continues to progress well. With the recent commissioning of Unit 4, the project now has 4 operational units contributing 1,000 megawatt of clean energy to the national grid. Work on the balance units is also progressing steadily. Civil work have been completed up to Unit 6, and execution remains on track across the remaining sections of the project. All 8 units are expected to be operational in this financial year. Another major achievement during the quarter came from our Sidco Treated Water Tunnel project. I am extremely proud to share that the project achieved a record tunneling progress of 812 meters in a single month during January 2026, setting a national benchmark across TBM tunneling execution. We also completed around 6.2 kilometers of tunneling and achieved a successful TBM breakthrough at the site in this quarter. Our projects in Jammu and Kashmir, particularly the Kiru and Kwar HEP projects, are also witnessed strong progress during the quarter, with concreting activities progress at full scale. During FY26, across our major project sites, we executed more than 13.5 lakh cubic meters of concreting works and completed reinforcement works of nearly 60,000 metric tons. Now let me briefly touch upon the industry outlook and opportunities ahead. We remain highly optimistic about India's infrastructure growth story. The Union Budget 2026-27 has further strengthened our confidence across sectors where we operate. The government has increased planned capital expenditure to record 12.2 lakh crores, reaffirming its continued focus on infrastructure-led economic growth. Indian Railways has received its highest ever allocation of 2.78 lakh crores. Importantly, the government has announced 7 high-speed rail corridors across the country. Many of these corridors pass through difficult terrains, including the Western Ghats and Himalayan region, which will require significant tunneling and underground engineering expertise. This creates a very large long-term opportunity pipeline for us, considering our capabilities in underground and complex tunneling works. India is also witnessing rapid growth in metro infrastructure, with the government continuing to invest heavily in urban transport across major cities. Large metro projects are under implementation or planned across cities like Bengaluru, Mumbai, Chennai, Pune, Hyderabad, and Delhi. These projects are expected to create significant opportunities in tunneling, underground stations, and associated urban infrastructure works over the coming years. Similarly, the government is also focusing on RRTS, Regional Rapid Transit System projects, which are being developed to improve connectivity between major cities and nearby regions. These projects are expected to generate substantial opportunities in transportation, tunneling and underground infrastructure. Now coming to hydropower, we continue to remain extremely positive on the hydropower opportunities both with India and internationally. Agencies such as NHPC, SJVNL, NIPCO and NTPC together have a very large upcoming pipeline exceeding 30 gigawatts. Some of the key projects expected to come up for bidding in near term include Sawalkot project of 1856 megawatt, Kalai 2 of 1200 megawatt, Kamla of 1720 megawatt. These projects are in advanced stage of clearance and would be out for bidding very shortly. Also, projects like Upper Karnali of 900 megawatt, Upper Subansiri 1600 megawatt, Kirthai 2 820 megawatt, Italian of 3000 megawatt to come up for bidding in the near future. In addition, pump storage projects are emerging as a major future opportunity. The Central Electricity Authority has outlined a roadmap targeting 100 gigawatt of pump storage capacity by 2035-36, which significantly expands the future opportunity size for companies operating in hydro infrastructure and tunneling. Internationally as well, countries like Nepal and Bhutan continue to offer substantial untapped hydropower potential. In the last quarter, we have been awarded a package in the Darjeeling project in Bhutan and have expected our presence in this region as well. In Nepal, we continue to execute work at the Arun 3 hydropower project. During the first quarter of FY27, we have been declared lowest bidder L1 for the lower Arun project value at approximately 1,600 crores. This project is very close to our existing Arun 3 project site, giving us strong logistical and execution advantage. Collectively, Nepal and Bhutan have an untapped hydropower potential exceeding 70,000 megawatts, and we will continue to actively evaluate opportunities in these markets. Now, on the water infrastructure side, the opportunity landscape remains highly attractive. The government's National River Linking Program has now moved into active implementation phase. The Ken-Betwa River Linking Project, which is the first 30 identified inter-basin links major river linking project, has already commenced execution, while DPRs for several more linking projects are in advanced stages. Simultaneously, Maharashtra's planned irrigation investments and enhanced allocation under the Jal Jeevan Mission are expected to create significant opportunities for our irrigation and tunneling business over the medium term. Now let me briefly update you on the balance sheet and asset monetization which was concluded during the year. In line with our strategy of monetizing approximately of around 150 crore of non-core assets annually, during FY26, we successfully completed monetization of certain non-core assets and realized approximately rupees 185 crore. This included around 135 crore from land sale and around 50 crore through arbitration awards under NITI Aayog. We also successfully completed our right issue during the year. The inflows from the rights have been significantly strengthened our balance sheet, supported working capital requirements for ongoing projects, and enabled significant debt reduction of around 450 crores during the year. With a stronger balance sheet and improved liquidity position today, we are well positioned to scale up execution across newly secured and upcoming projects while maintaining financial discipline. So to conclude, Patel Engineering enters FY27 with a strong order book, improving execution momentum, a healthier balance sheet, and a very large opportunity pipeline across sectors. We remain committed to sustainable growth, disciplined bidding, and operational excellence. With the recent order inflows and further order opportunities expected during FY27, we expect revenue growth momentum to strengthen meaningfully from the second half of FY27 onwards. Considering our current order book and strong future pipeline, we expect FY27 revenue to grow by 10%. With that, I will now hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Rahul Agarwal, who will take you through the financial performance in greater detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Kavita. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the earnings call. I'll now take you through the company's financial performance for Q4 and full year FY26. For Q4, on a consolidated basis, our revenues at 1421 crores. Operating EBITDA is 215 crores with a margin of 15.14%. Profit after tax, it is at 71.5 crore compared to 32.8 crore in Q4 FY25. On a standalone basis, revenue is 1413 crore. Operating EBITDA is 210 crores with a margin of 14.89%. And profit after tax is 96.9 crores compared to 36.61 crore in FY25 Q4. Coming to financial performance for full year, revenue from operations is at 5102 crore as compared to 5093 crore in FY25. Operating EBITDA is 684 crores with a margin of 13.41% and profit after tax is 294 crores as compared to 242 crores in the previous year, which is up by 21%. On a standalone basis, revenue is 5066 crore as compared to 5007 crore in FY25. Operating EBITDA stands at 659 crores with a margin of 13%. Profit after tax is 319 crores compared to 259 crores in FY25. Sector-wise, revenue breakup is hydropower 55%, irrigation 23%, tunneling 17%, roads, urban infra and others 5%. Now coming to debt and working capital, the consolidated gross debt as of March 31-26 is 1,187 crores. Compared to 1,645 crores at the end of FY25. Hence, the debt numbers have come down significantly by 458 crores as compared to the previous year, majority of which has reduced in the last quarter due to rights issue. Client advances as of March 31-26 is 622 crores compared to 665 crores at the end of FY25. Debt to equity ratio has improved to 0.27 as compared to 0.43 as of March 25. Breakdown of debt. So out of the debt, 847 crores is working capital and 340 crores is term debt, which includes OCD, NCDs and the project-specific debt. So working capital, the net working capital days is around 120 days and the net adjusted working capital is 106 days. Now coming to the exceptional items during the quarter. So during the quarter, we have provided for impairment of investments made in hydro subsidiaries of approximately 56 crores, considering the feasibility of revival in the near future. And in the quarter, we have already signed the MOU, which is for Gongri project. Further, as part of our non-core asset monetization strategy, we have decided to sell our investments in a toll road project, ACP Tollways, where we have 32% stake. We have received an offer of rupees 55 crore for the same, and hence provided for 30 crores, being the difference between book value of investment and which was made in 2011-12. Considering that any equity return from the SPV shall be possible only after repayment of the debt in the SPV, in NPV terms, this expected realization is considered reasonable. So the above monetization will be towards our target monetization for 150-200 crores during the year from non-core assets. That concludes the financial overview. We are now happy to take any questions which you have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, to register, please press star and then one. Your first question comes from Pritesh Chheda from Lucky. Please go ahead.
Sir, what was the market share that you had in the hydropower order wins that you have, which is 4,400 minus 800, so about 3,600 crores of inflows. So what was the market share?
So, see, if you talk about the success ratio last year, we if we exclude one large project of, you know, Dibang 50, almost 16,000-17,000 crores, then it is around 25-30%. And if you include that, it is coming to around 12-13%.
So if it is 12%, so which means closer to about 30,000 crore of inflows were given. And then with that, one large project was 16,000. So with that project, we lost the bid, and why did we lose the bid?
So there was very competitive bidding done. So we... somebody took it at a very low value, so we didn't get it.
Okay. Is it a new player or is it an old player?
A new player.
Okay. The other thing is on the, why have we taken this coal mining works, this first time that I am seeing you taking a MDO project?
So we are trying to explore new opportunities and we got this project.
Okay.
And this is a small project actually to be 7-8 years.
It's executable over 8 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And my last question is what kind of inflows are expected this year? What kind of order finalizations are expected this year? And you had given revenue guidance last year about not growing, which happened the same. How do you see FY27 panning out?
With this,
So FY27, we expect around 10% growth in the revenue.
And on the order side, ma'am?
Order side, see, this year is a good beginning. We are already L1 in 1,600 crore worth of job. So we expect around 8,000 crore new order book during the year.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Ritesh Polaria with Girik Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So just wanted to know about your exceptional items. There is a debt and advance return of 133 crore this year. Last year it was 280 crores. So... is there anything remaining to be written off, or this is end of it?
No, there is nothing remaining to be written off. So last year we had done Vivad Se Vishwas settlements, around 150 crores Vivad Se Vishwas settlements was done. For that exceptional item was there. This year, this quarter I have already explained, because two investments, one is for hydro subsidiary, where we have revived one project, and the other project we are thinking that, you know, it will take time, so we have written off that. And one is for the toll road project, where we have got an offer from the for 55 crores and investment was around 85, so we have provided that. And in the previous quarter, we had done some settlements for a litigation, and also that provision was done. So there is nothing remaining.
Okay. And also there is some excess credit return back of 100 crore. So is there anything on that part still pending, or even that is over?
No, everything is over. There is not much excess credit return back of 100 crore this quarter. I don't know from where you are getting it. But
it's on cash flow statement. There is a third last statement in the
for the
from operating activities.
Right.
Yeah, for the full year.
Right. So that, see, basically what happens is the project which gets concluded during the year. So from that project, whatever balances are there, you know, receivable, payable, that we have to write back and write off.
So where will be the corresponding entry for this?
So that will be mostly other income.
Okay. And ma'am said that expected order win is of 8,000 crore. If you can give some more ideas of what all the projects you are targeting.
So as we said, 6,000 crore projects were bids already submitted, which is under evaluation. Another 20,000 crore we have identified, which includes metro, which includes hydro and irrigation projects, where we are going to bid in near future. Another 40,000 crores, which will come up for bidding in next 1 year. So more or less, it will remain in the sector where we operate in next.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Viraj Mahadevia with MoneyGrow. Please go ahead.
Hi, congratulations to the team on the stable results and particularly the high free cash flow generation. I wanted to understand, Rahul, what is driving this high free cash of 450 crores in FY26, and is that likely to continue going forward?
So, free cash flow, we have come, it is a combination of, you know, what we have got from projects and non-core asset monetization. So, we expect
right.
that to continue.
That should continue. And in that case, given the high cash flow generation, the debt pay down, both from organic cash as well as the rights issue, which I'm not sure if all the cash has already been used to pay off the term loans, can you guide us towards an interest cost for the next financial year?
See, interest cost for the next financial year overall may not, you know, change drastically because borrowing has been reduced this year. New projects, mm-hmm. whatever we expect, there will be some advances taken for that. So some interest will come for that. But what we expect is the interest cost will not go up drastically from here. It will remain around that region.
But presumably you will also repay some principal, right?
Correct.
Of the term loans. So that should come down.
That will come down. So if we take new projects of around 8,000, say around 8 to 10% advances may come for equipment mm-hmm. and for, you know, mobilization. So 700-800 crores advances will come, and there will be repayments also. So overall, we don't see, you know, the interest cost going up.
Okay. And in terms of non-core monetizations, you've highlighted that you monetized 185 crores this year, and arbitration money was how much in FY26? And can you guide us towards those two numbers for 27?
For 27, we again consider around 150-200 crores will come from non-core assets. All combined, we can't split it right now between what will come from awards or what will come from other non-cores. But this is our target is there that between, you know, all land bank and investments and arbitration awards, we should get between 150 to 200 cash at least.
So the 185 in 26 was land bank plus arbitration?
Yes. So 50 crores was for arbitration,
okay.
which we got against DC. 135 crores was for land bank.
Understood. So you're guiding towards a similar number for next year between the two?
Correct.
And that will be prioritized to repay term loan, I'm assuming?
Correct. So we have this year also rights issue, we have prioritized for term loan. So there was OCD, there was IRR on OCD also. That is also repaid. So it has primarily gone for that.
Any other OCDs outstanding in future years?
So balance OCDs outstanding is around 120 crore.
In which year?
So that will we will be repaying in some in FY27, some in FY28, earlier depending upon when the realization happens. from now.
Okay, so by 28, all should be repaid.
Correct.
Okay, sorry. Just last question. Two orders, I believe, are coming up in Arunachal of 20,000 crores. Can you comment on that in terms of likely timelines of bidding, likely timelines of awards, etc.?
So Arunachal, Kamla, I said like Lower Subansari, Kamla. So next 6 months it is going to come up for bidding.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Rajiv, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. My question was regarding the promoter pledge. So I think over the last one and a half years, the management has been commenting that the promoter pledge will come down after March. So, can we have an update on that, please?
So, now, post-March results, we will be contacting the lenders and then we'll update you.
No, but that you have said earlier. So, by when can that come down and by what percentage? Could you give a timeline to that?
So, at present, we will not be able to give you the exact timeline. But our endeavor is to reduce gradually.
That, ma'am, you have been saying for the last 2 years, but, you know, we need a timeline. Okay, oh, okay, by 6 months, this much pledge will reduce, or after 1 year, so much will reduce. We need a guidance.
Yeah, so the guidance-wise, I'm saying that, you know, post this March result, as we had said, we will approach the lenders, and maybe in next quarter, we can get an update as to how much we can be reducing this year.
Has the promoter any percentage in mind, okay, I'm going to reduce by this much?
But, so, see, the target is that, you know, we reduce it by around 15-20%. But let's see, and we'll come back to you.
Okay. And my next question was regarding that a real estate project, Patel's Modo, in Hyderabad. So, I believe the OC was pending and 372 flats were made. I think there were three towers, two were residential and one was a hotel. So, can we have an update, how much, when will we get the OC? Number one. Number two, how many flats have been sold and what about the third tower which was proposed to be a hotel? Can we have an update?
So I think we have applied for the OC. There some something was pending, some litigation or something was there. So we are expecting that to get sorted out this financial year and we should get that OC this year.
And
sorry to interrupt, Rajiv, sir. May we request you return to the queue for follow-up questions, please? Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Bimal Kayal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is, if you look at the interest cost, it's 79 crore this quarter. So it's and the rate of interest seems to be very high at 18%. Can you help me understand what it is due to? Maybe it's due to the earlier restructuring. So can you give some color on what the terms are and when can we expect this to go down?
Yeah, interest rates are up around 11-11.5%. So see, the interest cost comes with basically the finance cost considers of three components. Okay. One is okay. The interest on the borrowing. The second is the interest on the client advances. So there we have around 600 odd crores of client advances. So that also carries interest of similar nature. Plus we have non-fund based limits, which is bank guarantees, LCs, etc., which we have to give to the clients for advances and for procurement of material. So that also carries a cost. So on an annual basis, I can give you a broad breakup, like around 70 odd crores is for the non-fund based limits. Then around balance, what is remaining, if you add up the debt and the client advances, the average interest rates will come between 11 to 12.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for explaining this. So my second question is, we have sold our ACP Tollways stake for 55 crores and that announcement mentioned that it contributed 18 crores of profit annual. So it seems like only 3 times the profit. So can you please explain how this valuation was there and maybe that profit,
So I'll tell you, see the net worth if you see of the company, it is around 38 crore only. That is as of March 25, because March 26, because we already got an offer, so we have not consolidated it and it is held for sale. So 38 crores was the net worth. And the carrying value of the investment as of March 26 in our books is now 26 crores only. So 18 crores was the profit in March 25. And that company, although profit what is there is still a borrowing remaining of around 600 crores. And 200 crores is approximately the major maintenance which has to be incurred. So this next few years collection will go into the repayment and the incurring of the major maintenance. So once that is completed, then only some equity return can happen. So we can see only equity return after only 4-5 years. So it is better that, you know, we sell the investment and we get the money and reduce our debt.
Thanks for explaining that also. One more question. Our Subansiri project, if we complete this year, will we get substantial cash flow from that and will that help our debt reduction further?
So for us, we are the contractor and we are getting paid monthly as and when we do the work. So it is not as substantial. For us, it is a contract. NHPC is developing this project and they are going to get a larger chunk of revenue after commissioning.
Okay. Thanks. That's all from my side. Thank you for that information.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one now. The next follow-up question comes from the line of Rajiv, an individual investor. Please go.
Yes, sorry, the moderator cut me in between. So that my answer was incomplete. That Patel's motto, how many flats have been sold in the 2 towers? And what about the 3rd tower? You're going to make a hotel on that or what? Can you please explain in detail, please?
See, the number of flats sold details I don't have right now, but that there were 2 residential towers in there and there was 1 service apartment.
Okay, so what is regarding the service apartments, it's lying vacant or what's happening on that tower? Is it complete? What's happening?
Yeah, it is completed from our side, everything. Now the service apartment operator has to start it.
Okay, so what kind of revenue can it generate and from when does it happen?
See, we don't have any idea about when the revenue starts because that is the service operator will do.
And you don't know how many flats have been sold in the 2 towers? I think there were 372 flats.
Right now, I don't have those details.
Okay. And then my next question was regarding the arbitration award. So, sir, I am seeing that we are getting only about 50 crores per year and 700 crores are in our favor. So, can we expect we will get only 50 crores every year for the next 4, 5, 10 years? When can we get, by when this major chunk of the 700 crores come to us?
See, out of the 700 crores, more than 400 crores is in High Court right now and balance is in District Court. So it can take some time. High Court generally takes 1 or 2 years and then Supreme Court maybe 1 year. So, but what happens is something or the other out of that, either against Niti Aayog bank guarantee or court deposit of bank guarantee, we try to withdraw that cash flow. And then that's how we get. So overall expected timeline of this will be around 5 to 6 years. Overall.
Okay.
But it's not that everything comes after that.
Got it. And what about the balance 2300 crores? Any update on that?
The balance 2300 crores, so there are multiple arbitrations going on. So what we expect is we'll get some arbitration awards and then post arbitration award, if we are able to draw the money against bank guarantee, then it comes earlier. If it has to be realized from courts, then overall it may take 5 to 6 to 7 years.
Okay. My next question was regarding the promoter stake, you know, the promoter stake has fallen from 39% in June 23 to now 31.48%. And the promoter has not participated in the rights issue also. So, I mean, if the promoter didn't want to participate in the rights issue, why do a rights issue? Why didn't you sell the remaining land bank to raise funds? Please clarify.
See, there has to be a timing requirement, right? So, rights issue was done because we needed money for the operations and the future projects which are coming immediately. Land bank sale, I mean, we cannot timing-wise, we cannot ensure that it happens immediately. It takes a little bit of time. We have been doing that every year. Like this year also, we sold some land parcels. Current, again, this year, we are expecting some land parcels to be sold. But we can't expect that, okay, this quarter we need the money and it will come this quarter from land sale.
But to me, it seems very absurd that the promoter is not participating in the rights issue and the public, you want the public to subscribe to your rights issue.
So promoters have subscribed around 20 crores, partly, and rest was taken by public.
But they should have subscribed to the full quota, no? That's my question.
Oh, but they had already mentioned in the document that they will subscribe partly only.
Okay, and my last question, this whatever the balance land sale is there, by when this whole, the entire land bank be sold? In the next 3-4 years?
Yeah, for 4-5 years it should happen. So we have targeted few land parcels to be sold first. That will happen in the next couple of years. And rest will take some time, so around 4-5 years.
Thank you.
As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all for joining this call. If any questions you have, you can write to us and we can revert to you. Either you can write to us or you can write to Valorem. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Patel Engineering Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you everyone for joining us and you may now disconnect your line.